This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, we got a great story about a woman who was checking out a baby crow. I guess this baby crow fell out of its nest. And so the mommy crow up in the tree, I guess, didn't like the idea that this human was checking on her baby. Even though it's on the, you know, I don't know what mommy crow was doing about it, but the woman was like, I got to help this little baby crow. And mama crow was like, oh, yeah? I don't think so. So she pooped on the lady.
Oh,
love that.
Is that how you do things and in crow world?
And I love the fact that there was a dude filming this whole thing, which he thought was very hysterical.
A little baby crow.
The mom's mad at me.
Oh my God.
Right on her face.
Oh man.
That is the raddest thing I've ever seen.
That crow's pissed.
Yeah. That's what my mom used to do whenever anyone got near me. I was apple of her eye. And she's like, nope, not going to have it.
There's an image.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah, thanks for that image. Wow.
Rev, wasn't it you that gave us all the details about crows and how, like, they are, like, if you are nice to them, they, like, hook you up?
Yeah, we've got some cromies around the neighborhood.
Cromies, that's what it was.
We've fed some of them, so they'll hang around and generally be cool. A couple of them do poop on my car, which is kind of annoying. But right now, because they do have babies and they have some in the tree by our house, they squawk at us a lot. Like, they, it's basically just stay away. And I'm like, but I live here. I can't. And I actually have these conversations.
So you need to offer them something.
Yeah. A little bit more than just the peanuts at this point, I think.
I thought by now they would be your... They're supposed to bring you shiny trinkets, aren't they?
That's what I thought, too.
They did... like, for my 40th birthday, I had the Nerf War at my house. And so they did, for a while, bring us some of the darts that had gone into the neighbor's yards. And they actually did drop off a set of Apple AirPods in the backyard. We could only find one, but it was, they did bring some stuff.
Yeah, there's like an ecologist over at the University of Washington that did like a whole bunch of research on this, saying that they occasionally leave behind objects like keys, lost earrings, bones, or rocks for people who feed them.
Yeah, all right, well.
I'm waiting for the cash at this point in time, to be perfectly honest with you.
So then why are they giving you a hard time? They already know you're a buddy.
Yeah, but it's also like, I'm not as good as a buddy as they are parents to their baby. They got to keep those babies safe.
I feel like something happened, Steve. I feel like Rev crossed him, whether he's...
It does seem that way.
It really feels like you crossed him.
Last time we talked to you about your crows, they were like, really, your cromies. They were bringing you stuff.
Yeah.
They're just being protective parents.
You know
I understand
happened?
That.
Yes, yeah, I think Rev went by the rule, bros before crows, and the crows know it. And they're pissed at him.
That is the rule.
That is the rule, man. So, nice going, Rev.
Well, at least you didn't get pooped in the face by a crow.
Yeah, right?
Not yet.
That lady does not look very happy.
Well, dude,
about
it's
it.
On her face. I mean, if you get it on your shoulder, on your head, but it's like right to going down by her mouth. It's like
right by the nose. I mean, I've seen videos like this.
Yeah, yeah, you have. Yeah, it, well, Vicky, if we showed you that video, you wouldn't. I mean, what would you think it was?
Yeah, right, Danny. You clicked on that thumbnail before.
Yeah, I mean, that,
many a times.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, okay. Well, that's out in nature. That must be one of those out in nature particular episodes. Yeah, I mean, that's going right down her mouth. She's got crow action down her mouth. That's just not good.
I like one person on YouTube goes, I've seen that expression somewhere before.
There you go. Nice to know we're not the only ones with these kind of minds. You know that our people are out there.
It's like, did I just click on a porno?
Yeah, there we go. Well, we got a man that got arrested. Why? Well, you know, he all he did was get drunk and make himself a sandwich. And that led him to getting arrested. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Kia Puyallup for giving us the Migs Report. And today it's time to bust out your remote controller or your video game controller because it's National Video Game Day.
Nice. Oh, really?
Yes.
Ooh,
all right,
okay.
Brad, you can only play one video game for Video Game Day. What video game are you playing?
The game I'll be playing today, Fallout 76.
Of course.
Yeah, post-apocalypse fun times that aren't the current apocalypse that we're dealing with now.
Okay, I have no idea about this game.
It's quite a franchise.
Is it popular with the kids?
It is pretty popular with the kids, yes.
Is this the new one?
It's the newest one, but the Fallout franchise is basically like retro 50s sort of vibe mixed in with like nuclear warfare.
Is it better than Fallout 75 or 74?
Yes, in fact, it is quite better than those, yes.
Was there actually a 75 and a 74?
No. Oh. No, it went from Fallout 4 to Fallout 76.
Damn, they did. Big jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, you know what? Those other numbers are not necessary.
Yep.
All right, Vicky, you got one game you're going to be playing on Video Game Day.
Mario Party.
Good pick.
Nice.
I love Mario Party.
So you're not going to go Mario Party 76?
Nah, I mean, there's probably 76 of them, let's be real.
Danny?
Grand Theft Auto 5, the only game I play.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
BJ, I know you play board games, but today you got to play a video game. What game is it going
to
be?
I'm going to play the video game that all my friends are playing and that I know I would love, but I don't have the machinery to play. It's called Stellaris. You'd never know it, but it's basically a big space epic game that I don't have the power to play.
And I will play Sonic the Hedgehog on my phone.
Oh, I was wondering if you're going to break out the WWE 2K again or maybe Madden.
No, I get too quickly distracted by the whole like creative player thing. And then I'm wasting all my time creating someone and I play it only once. And then I just wasted 6 hours. And then you really get to enjoy the game.
Aw. You know, I think I want to... I'm going to step back. I'm going to play a different game.
Uh-oh.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
If anybody remembers this, because this was the... This, I think, was the poor PC man's Mario, and that was Commander Keen.
No idea.
Wow.
Remember that one, Rev?
No. Yes. Yeah. And you're right. Yeah, it was a side-scrolling platformer, but it had a sci-fi vibe.
Yeah.
So I get why you would like it. And it was essentially, Mario on a PC.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the graphics are great.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
It's an old game.
It looks like Pitfall, but not Pitfall.
Yeah. It's more Mario where he had to jump around, but the thing was is that you couldn't call it Mario, and it was for all of us folks that didn't get Nintendo machines and we still wanted to play on the PC. They're like, Commander Keen!
Like someone says, of course Rev plays Fallout 76. It's universally regarded as trash. Next text, everyone hates the new Fallout.
Yeah. Everyone can hate it all they want. It's because they just... I'm not gonna get into it, but people are dumb.
They just don't get it.
Wow. I didn't realize there was that much hate for Fallout 76, Rev.
Yeah.
Rev's a highbrow Fallout 76 player.
Yeah, I'm a Fallout hipster. Sorry, folks.
Okay. It's also National Ice Cream Sundae Day, so enjoy a very healthy ice cream sundae while you play your video games.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
I would agree. One thing you shouldn't do is, though, go to a Subway in Ohio when you're drunk on a Saturday afternoon, like this 44-year-old guy by the name of Don did. He was wasted, and he demanded that they make him a sandwich.
Okay.
But apparently he wasn't happy with how the sandwich artists were making his sandwich, so he forced his way behind the counter to make his own. The cops showed up because the employees were like, yeah, this is not what you can do here at our Subway. And they found a bottle of vodka on Don. Also, he pocketed a block of Subway's cheese at some point while he was making his sandwich.
Okay.
So, yes, he got arrested for being drunk and making himself a sandwich at Subway.
Is he now considered an artist?
I don't think so. No, I think he's a sandwich thief.
Oh, sandwich thief. Because
I always fine line between art and theft.
Yeah. I love that name. You're a sandwich artist. I just think that that was a brilliant name to call an employee.
Dude, this came as a huge surprise, I think, for a lot of us that did not know that she was battling any kind of ailments. But Mary Kay Letourneau died yesterday at the age of 58.
I heard that. She's battling with cancer?
Yes. She was, I think, stage 4 is what she had or something along those lines. I read. I can't find it.
And
either,
she and Billy were not together, right? If I'm not mistaken,
I think they were
up.
On a separation.
Yeah.
Well, of course, she made news for being, one of the first teachers that were hooking up with a student. I mean, it was like the start of an insane trend that's continued to go on when you hear about these teachers hooking up with students. And she was, I think 34 when he was 12. And everyone's like, this is insane. She goes to jail. They're still in love. They get married. The whole story is just
it's really nuts. Trippy
story.
She's
a Burien teacher. I don't know a lot of people that are younger know about the story that much. But obviously, I think people in their 30s or up remember the tale of Mary Kay Letourneau.
A very famous name. And it went beyond our place. It was national news.
This is huge news. I mean, because she was married. Her husband then left her, of course, because of all this
stuff.
He
had to go do a whole new identity. I think he got the kids, too.
Yeah, he went to Alaska. But then Mary Kay and Billy, they had kids.
Yeah.
The whole thing was just bonkers.
It was bonkers. The fact that they continued a relationship and had children like a normal married couple after all this was just insane.
Yeah, so she passed away at the age of 58. We are also losing, not because of anything bad, but because she decided to call it quits as a host of New Day Northwest. Our good friend Margaret Larson.
What?
Yesterday on New Day Northwest made an announcement that she's retiring. And the best part about her retirement announcement is that her dog had to get in the way and kind of, rain on her parade and make the announcement himself.
Sorry, Pip's very excited about this next little part. Today we leave you with our regular goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow. Pip. But it's also time for me to make a longer goodbye. I am announcing my retirement. I'll be with you through the rest of the month. But then after that, you'll be seeing some new hosts here. And I just want to thank you very much for the 10 years that we've enjoyed New Day together. I've been with some of the best cast members and crew members and staff members that anybody could ever ask for. Thanks a bunch for having me in your living room for all of these years. And you know that I love you and I love this area. And I hope nothing but the best for all of you who've been so kind in letting me share this time with you.
Thank you, Pip.
Pip says, that's it. So have a great new day.
The video is great because in the background you see Pip just kind of bouncing.
That's great.
She didn't say, the best, man.
She didn't say, though, she had the best guest members named Steve Miggs.
Well, she did, but I think the Rev must have edited that part out. I sent him the audio.
Come on, Rev.
Oh, sorry, you had to cut it for time.
All right.
Well, okay, I can respect that. But anyways, she's the best. I'm sorry, but she was...
She really is.
Incredible whenever we got to be on her show. She's a rocker at heart. She loves Metallica. She loves Guns N' Roses. And just one of the nicest people. I believe she's one of the best, if not the best, to come out of the Northwest when it comes to broadcasting.
Yeah, and she's so good at what she does. I mean, I get around her and I'm like, man, if I could be half as good.
Right. I mean, just like all of a sudden she pops on. does her segment, like it's as if like there's no preparation. Like she's just so smooth with it. I know she prepares, but like everything seems so effortless behind the scenes, in addition to when you watch on television.
Yeah.
Even when Pip gets in the way.
Well, I hope we see Margaret enjoying life. Whatever we see her do, I just hope we see her having a great time, her and Pip. And the rest of her family. I don't want to just have it be her and Pip.
I'm sure there's some other people that would like to join her.
Pip is taking over.
Pip is going to be on. All right.
Yesterday we talked about Patrick Mahomes becoming very rich. I think rich AF, as they would say.
Rich AF.
For like a $500 million contract. He's going to be with the Kansas City Chiefs for like the next, I think, 12 years.
And $10 of it is guaranteed. It's a pretty amazing deal.
But he just talked about some of the stuff that's included in the contract of things that he cannot do. Which I get. They're like, hey, we're putting a lot of money into you. There's certain activities that we do not want you to do. Here's Patrick Mahomes talking about that.
Yeah, I still don't think I'm allowed to play basketball. I'm sure baseball is not going to be allowed as well. I know there's a lot of them. I mean, they have like everything from like jet skiing to I don't know what all the things are. I read a lot of them, but it's every pretty much physical activity you could possibly do. I'll probably be sticking to football and video games for a while now.
Surprised they even let him play video games. It can hurt his hand.
You're right, man. Get pretty aggressive playing Madden.
So there he is, celebrating National Video Game. I think, you know, if I was Patrick Mahomes, I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to play football, and in my free time, I'm just going to count my money. It'll probably take me my entire life to count all that money.
But what about hand cramps?
Oh, that's a good point.
Dude, you know, think about it, though, for a young person who is, you know, is in great shape that he's in, probably loves physical activity, mm-hmm. that probably is a beating to not be able to do any fun physical activities. Like, I bet everything's off the list, like you said.
Ah, poor baby, for the next 12 years, you got to just focus on your job for $500 million. Half a billion dollars. You think I'm going to cry a river for him?
All right, well, you know, listen, I don't care because I do nothing. That would be the perfect contract for me.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I there are some people who are a little bit more physically active than me, and I think it would be a challenge.
And once he retires, he has the job as being Kermit's voice, so it's great.
That's right. Hey, it's Patrick Mahomes here.
But imagine if Danny had this contract. He couldn't go skateboard all over the Puget Sound.
That's
I'm sure skateboarding is. I bet he can't go skateboarding.
That's a very good point. I would imagine he can't go. If he can't go jet skiing, I mean, can he shoot hoops but not play basketball?
I don't think they want him to do anything like. I bet.
Look, I mean, come on.
If I'm a lawyer,
yeah,
and you got any kind of injury, and I found out you shot hoops in any way, shape, or form, I draw that line in the contract so I don't got to pay you.
Well, then does he get to lift weights? He's got to stay in shape, but he could get hurt doing that.
You're right. He could.
Man, just put him in a bubble.
Yeah,
that's right.
The quarterback in the bubble. Man, I mean, I wonder if he's going to get paid if there's no football. That's the other thing. I mean, I want to know that deal. Is like, do you get paid if there's no football?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he could get like, you know, a temp job until, Uber Eats or something. I don't know.
I'm sure he could do that. And that's in the contract.
Is he allowed to drive?
Yeah, can I be an Uber driver? I mean, you don't want me to jet ski, but can I run around Uber?
That's all I think if I'm getting that money, I'm not driving either.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Would you sit in the back seat? You'd hire somebody to be the Uber driver for your Uber business?
Yes.
And you'd be in the back seat with people going, how you doing?
Hey, Patrick Mahomes here.
Yeah. Wait. You're the Uber driver? Well, this is my Uber.
Can I get 5 stars?
Yeah. My Uber business. It's not easy being green.
Green with money.
Yeah.
Lots of it. As far as weather, 71 degrees today. And thank you, Advanced Hair Restoration, for giving us a major report. And that's what's up.
That is what's up. There's a funny GIF. Jif, how are we saying it, Vicky? Is this still? All right. Fine.
Wow.
Thought maybe we
chill out, lady.
Hey, we feel strongly about this.
Okay, so this funny GIF out there that's been turned into a T-shirt, and you've probably seen this, Vicky, because you're the GIF queen. It's a T-shirt that sells on Etsy, and it says, "How many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's?"
What?
Yeah, which is pretty funny. It's like Lowe's, the hardware store.
Yeah.
And it's done in the Lowe's kind of logo.
Yes.
Which it's pretty witty.
So Rob was on Conan last night and said he contacted Lowe's headquarters to see if they would like to capitalize on the viral humor. And here's what happened next.
I was like, how do I get a piece of this? So I had my managers and agents call Lowe's and say, this is an internet thing. It's a sensation. It's on the internet. It's this kind of cool, subversive thing. There are shirts being sold. We should do something with Lowe's. And they were like, we don't really see the connection. Like, okay.
They said, no one's really buying things over the internet. Just relax.
Yeah, that's what the people at Lowe's said. They didn't get it.
Who's that person that answered that call and said, yeah, we don't get it, Rob Lowe and us being Lowe's?
Yeah, I mean, Rob Lowe took time. His people called you, Lowe's. Wow.
there's somebody who is well over the age of 35 who took that call.
I don't get it, man.
Yeah.
Do you need some hardware stuff?
Dude, that's amazing. I mean, that is so amazing that Lowe's was like, nope, sorry.
Well, I think it's even more amazing that Rob Lowe saw that and thought, I should make money off of this.
Yeah, see, Rob
Instead
Lowe's
of being like,
guy.
You know, let me shut it down or be a jerk about it. Like, he's just like, hey, if someone's willing to make money off of this, it should be me.
Yeah, and I mean, he's really funny when he does commercials. He did those, was it Comcast commercials where he dressed up as all these different guys? I think,
yeah.
Or maybe it was Dish commercials making fun of cable. I can't remember, but he was doing some sort of TV service, and he dressed up in different characters.
Direct TV.
Yeah.
Right, I think it was Direct TV.
And, well, you know, here's what I know. He did such a great job. Maybe Lowe's is right. Why would we pay this guy? You can't even remember the stuff
Skinny
he did
Rob
before.
Lowe.
He's not memorable enough.
Yeah. He also said during the chat with Conan that there was a time where he coached a celebrity basketball game where Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan were on his team.
I mean, I'm one of the celebrities and I've been doing nothing. There's like 2 minutes left in the game and I figured I better do something. It's like, I called a 20-second timeout. When I got out there, they huddled around and they all looked at me and I had nothing to say, of course. And I looked over though at Michael and he was pissed. And he looked at Magic and Michael was like, hey man, you want to win this? And all of a sudden you can see a light bulb go off and Magic's head. We're like, oh, he means it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it got really competitive. But that's who Michael was. It was all fun and game, but Michael wanted to win.
Just continues to add more fuel to the Michael Jordan is just a fierce competitor story.
Yeah, even in a celebrity game where people are like, dude, we're just having fun. We're winning by being here and raising money for the charity.
How great if Rob Lowe like took it too serious and was like benching Michael Jordan or like, you know what I mean? Like really got into being the coach and everyone's like, dude, you're just here because you're a celebrity. Like let the basketball players play basketball.
Oh, I would bench Michael Jordan, especially knowing what I know about him now.
I'd bench him for myself and put myself in.
Oh yeah.
Jordan, you're out.
He would lose his mind. Yeah. He might actually physically fight you.
Yeah.
Which would make for a great video of him punching me out.
Yeah. Oh, I would love that. Rob also shared a story, you know, because a lot of times, Steve, you'll ask, like, what is the strangest thing you've seen whenever we have anybody as we interview on our show? And Rob shared a story with Conan about a weird thing that he saw at a UK theater.
You performed in the West End in London, I think, didn't you?
I performed at the Royal Haymarket, sort of the biggest, most traditional, oldest theater in the West End. You know, there they have, because it's in the UK, they have a royal box for the Queen if she deigns to come to see the entertainment. So it's empty all the time. But I was doing A Few Good Men, and one day the box had people in it. And I noticed I was doing the You Can't Handle the Truth scene, and I looked over, and they were having sex.
In the royal box having sex?
100% having sex with total abandon, by the way.
So I want to be clear.
I would stop acting.
It wasn't the Queen, because it wasn't saying exactly where on the Queen
but
they were having sex.
Didn't say that it wasn't.
Because, I mean, the whole phrase, the royal box, makes me think it was the Queen that was there. That's not euphemistic. Thank you.
Man, thanks for helping me.
When are you going to grow up? You're so immature with your jokes.
I know. My apologies. I really should turn to you and use you as a better example of how
to
live.
It's time you step it up. Come on. All of us over here are mature.
Yeah.
And you keep saying these juvenile things.
Hello. Would you like to have sex with Queen? Yes. Right here in the royal. You know where.
I got distracted when we did like stage announcements and like girls would lift up their shirts. I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember.
You got that?
Oh, yeah. And I would forget like the sponsors or whoever. I'm like, I see boobs. I have nothing else to say.
And thank you to boobs.
Right. I'd like to thank Hooters for sponsoring. Oh, no, they're not even around anymore, huh?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, Enfamil, some baby formula company. Thank you.
And then imagine, though, seeing people doing it. Boy, that would be a hard, difficult.
Difficult.
There you go.
Yes.
It would be difficult to continue to act.
Yes, it would. And you know what, Rob Lowe's a professional.
Clearly.
He kept going. The other line he also said is he was doing A Few Good Men. And I'm like, good for you, Rob. Hope it was in the royal box.
Wait, so they did A Few Good... Is that a play?
It was the movie that they turned into a play, I guess. I don't think that was a play first.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, so they were doing the movie as a play for some reason.
That seems very odd.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, though, there's a ton of great dialogue, and most of it's a court scene. So I can see how you can make a play out of that.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're like, yeah, and yeah, he was the Jack Nicholson character. So he was like you can't handle the truth.
A Few Good Men came out, the play, in 1989, whereas the movie came out in 1992.
So it was a play first?
Apparently, yes.
Whoa.
By Aaron Sorkin.
I'm learning this.
Grow up, BJ. I always knew this. Yeah. It continues with your immature mentality.
Would you like to come to the Royal Box?
That was a play first? I had no idea.
Well, and Aaron Sorkin, all right, that guy knows how to write stuff. Good for him.
Yeah, he adapted his work into the screenplay for the film.
You know what? That is the first play that I have to say that I really liked as a film. Because a lot of plays, when I, maybe it's just a psychological thing. Because
you didn't even know it was a play.
That's what I mean. Exactly. Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's why I think it's psychological. Because I think I probably would have hated it if I'd have known.
You might have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What is the leading male or female called in a pack of wolves?
Sheep.
No.
Lion.
No.
Master.
No.
Wow.
You are the master.
You remember, Steve?
Alpha.
Yeah, buddy. Woo! We did it.
Boom.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.